Sioux Falls Public Works Director Mark Cotter joins us this morning. Mark, it's good to see you again. We got to quit meeting under these kind of conditions. So,
that's right. Yeah. It is good to see you.
Obviously, it's been busy. Sioux Falls was asking residents, at least for a time last night, to limit their water usage. That has since changed. What's the latest going on with the public works?
Really, we're focused on two items. Is yesterday, with the amount of stormwater to move, we're just making sure that those ponds, those drainage systems, and those intakes are clean, that there's no restriction. So now that we do have a little sunshine, we can start to get those drained out to get ready for the next storm. The bigger issue, the more pressing issue that we've been working on, is just managing all the high wastewater flows. Anytime you get this much rain, 13 inches in 2 weeks, the ground really starts to get saturated. And above the normal wastewater that comes out of the homes and businesses is just a lot of extra inflow. And that can be from groundwater. It can be from sump pump discharges that are illegally connected. And ultimately, it can be from customers that have water come in through their window wells that bypasses and goes to the floor drain. And so there's a number of ways extra water can get in the sanitary system. And the issue is the pipe is only so big. And so we were running very close to capacity for a number of hours last night. But now we are starting to get caught up, and we'll manage it throughout the course of the day.
Now, you were telling me off the air that the water levels that you were seeing last night were some of the highest that you've ever seen there.
That's right. We were sending wastewater totals through the plant that were in excess of 55 million gallons per day. And our normal day is about 13. And so we were really pushing the system limitations.
So what's the concern with the possibility maybe of more rain, you know, as we look over the course of the next couple of days here and more rain? Is there anything that residents can do?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime that they can, if they have a recognition that they've got a sump pump, just please double check that they're discharging it outside or into a sump pump collection system. If they've got a small amount of water wicking into their house, say through either a window well or the concrete foundation walls, if they can take that up with a shop vac instead of letting it go down the floor drain, any of those measures helps, because there's over 50,000 customers. And so if all 50,000 customers didn't address that, we would be really pushing what our system can handle. So work with us, limit your water usage. The amount of space we can reserve in the pipe for just wastewater is what our education and our message is today. And hopefully we'll start to see a drying trend here very soon.
Sioux Falls Public Works Director Mark Cotter joins us here this morning. It's 12 minutes past 7, hazy and 61. So as you were talking about the very high water levels that you're seeing that was running through the system last night, what steps did you have to take in order to try to keep up with it?
Right. Well, we're fortunate we've got a very sophisticated system. And so we're monitoring a number of screens. And then we have just very good teams that are working out in the field, moving respective pumps around as we identify bottlenecks so we can pump it from one location to another. That becomes really what we do. We were fortunate that we ran the system at nearly 100% capacity and did not have a mechanical failure. Today, we'll go back and just ensure that those systems are still in place, because it does look like we're going to see more inflow after this next rain.
So, but yesterday, as the rains were falling, we saw for a period of time in Sioux Falls, it was torrential downpours of rains, and we saw some urban flooding here in Sioux Falls. I know 33rd in Duluth, for example, 49th in Southeastern, 14th in Cliff, some of the usual places
right.
that were underwater. What concerns do you have as far as roads after an event like that happens?
You know, We have not had a washout, and so now we've just have a lot of material on the streets. The streets are actually there not only to carry the traffic, but also carry these high flows. And so their design, that's what the curb and gutter is, really up to each side of the sidewalk. They become basically our drainage channels to carry the water away. what we'll have teams do today is go out with rakes, and we'll rake off all the sticks and debris off the intakes. And then we'll go out with a number of sweepers in real, you know, rough areas where a lot of material got washed into the street. And again, just try to recover those streets to get that material off, because what we don't get off will ultimately get washed down into our storm sewer system. And that's what we don't want. It just takes up capacity.
There were reports yesterday of manhole covers coming off some of the streets as a result of what was going on.
Yeah, essentially the storm sewer system is a gravity system, and it's not very deep. Most times it's only four to five feet below the surface. And essentially, in normal conditions, it functions as a gravity system. Once it gets full, meaning the streets are actually running full with water, then it gets pressurized. And the only way it relieves itself is at those low points, maybe at like a 14th and Cliff, where that intersection generally lower. And the way it relieves itself is to get some air, and it'll lift off its manhole casting to get that air. So that's the key. If you see a manhole casting ever during an event, call us at 367-8255.
And what other things do you want motorists to keep in mind should something like that happen again? Because I know there were a number of stalled vehicles and so on.
That's right. We've got a number of areas in town. Like I said, the streets are actually designed to carry high flows. But if you see water, you're not sure if there's a manhole casting off or if the road truly has washed out. So just avoid those areas. Turn around, go a different direction. And until it doesn't take very long, even yesterday after those large impact rains came, it doesn't take very long for them to drain out and for us to restore, and you can see the pavement again. So just always drive with caution and be patient.
Well, thanks to you and your crew, as always, for all the work you guys are doing to keep things flowing at least as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, you're welcome. They've done a great job all night long.
Mark Cotter of Sioux Falls Public Works, thanks so much.